KGIS Portable. Listening.
WATMS monitoring.
Unlinking it, so I don't know if you get it naturally, that'll be fine.
Okay, I'm up at up in Mackinac. So where's the event?
The Memorial Day Parade will be downtown at starting at 1 o'clock.
Okay, great. Okay. Then I'll go ahead and monitor and. I'll be here if you guys need anything, and good luck today. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Dave, what are you doing in Mackinac City today other than enjoying this extremely cold and breezy weather?
Well, told my wife I'd go camping over Mother's Day. We weren't able to do that. My mom ended up passing a little bit before that, so we ended up postponing until now. And now we're just enduring the cold weather. So
I really it is cold. It's really cold for May 23rd, but it is. It is Mackinac City around the lakes, and the lake temperatures are only about 45, so if the wind comes off, and we're not going to get a lot better. You want anything to do If you haven't been over to the Icebreaker Mackinac Museum ship, that's a good place to go, and it's out of the wind.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and hopefully catch the parade here later on.
Okay, fine. Well, appreciate it. Well, we'll probably hear you down there or see you down there. I'll be over at the grandstand directing traffic, so enjoy the parade and stay warm. KE8 YNU, this is N8DWM.
Sounds good, Dave. Sounds good. Have a good one and stay warm today. KE8YNU, click.
NHDMH, NHDMH, TCVSU, North Michigan Link System. Nothing heard. TCVSU.
AD9NN mobile monitoring.
KF8FKE, mobile and monitoring. N8ZVT, WN8Q. KD8MTT Mobile.
Should we try? This is W8CCE. And Drew, thanks for your help, as always.
This is NAWMO.
Radio test W8DPA.
W8DTA, KD8MTT. I hear you pretty loud and clear.
Thank you very much. My call sign is W8 Bravo Papa Alpha, and I'm located in Southfield. My name is Vladimir. And, well, can you explain to me what kind of repeater is that? It seems to be impossible to receive and transmit at the same frequency. Back to you.
You are linked almost definitely via internet or some other method. I'm not sure how they're linked. This repeater is located in Crystal Mountain, which is northern Michigan, Benzie County, sort of west of Traverse City.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm in Southfield, Oakland County, Michigan, and now I'm transmitting on 147.510. Well, and they receive at the same frequency. Well, I still don't understand how it works. W8BPA, over.
W8BPA, I think I have that, KD8MTT. Yeah, I'm not sure what that repeater that you're on is doing. The repeater I'm on is, it's 147.34, and it has a normal split and so forth. But I know it's linked with other repeaters throughout the area. I'm not familiar with which ones it's repeated to, but that's why when I said you sounded pretty loud and pretty clear, you're not as loud as a local person and not quite as clear as a local person, but that's the repeater that I'm on. I don't know the repeater you're on, but it's definitely linked through, I believe it's internet linked, unfortunately. I don't know how else they do it.
Yes, thank you very much for the information. I raised power up to 50 watts. KD8MDT, I didn't get your name, though. This is Vladimir Stoutfield, W8, Bravo, Papa, Alpha. Back to you, over.
Vladimir, yeah, name is Chris. Kilo Delta 8, Mike Tango Tango up here in northern Michigan. And yeah, nice talking to you too. With that, I'm going to say 73, KD8MTT.
KD8MTT, W8DPA 73. Thank you for coming back to me. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and have a good week. W8DPA clear.
W8VPC. This is WAVPC. Vladimir, you're on a simplex node that's connected to the Northern Michigan Link repeater network up north.
Well, thank you. I was putting down Chris's call sign into my log. So give me a minute. I will come back to you. I didn't catch your call sign. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Mike, W8VPC over here in Royal Oak. My simplex node is on 14751, and it's linked to the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network up north.
Oh, Mike, our new president. Nice to see you. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, now I understand. Yep, and I know where your repeaters are located. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good luck with all your aspirations, okay? Thank you. 73, WHBTA, clear.
Thanks. WAVPC would be clear.
Hello from Petoskey. Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike on the 519.
Station from Petoskey. This is W8BPA. What's your call sign, please, sir?
Hello, Vlad. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November, and my call is Whiskey 8 Revolutions per Minute. Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike, copy.
Yes, yes, you're very loud and clear. No problem at all. W8BPA. Bravo, Papa, Alpha, or building practical antennas, if you would. Thank you for coming back to me.
All right, Vlad, well, I'm glad you figured out your connection issue and how it all works. Sounds like it's Mike's all-star node. And there's other ways to do it. It could have been Echo Link or whatever, but the audio quality is very, very good, which is something All-Star is known for. It's why so many of us use it and love it, because it's very clear, wide, audible, decipherable, unlike many of the digital modes, some of which do linking and connection better than All-Star does. But, you know, there's a price you pay, and the price is bandwidth and audio quality. So if you're... you know, if your hearing is not what it used to be, like mine isn't, I have trouble with DMR audio, P25 audio to a lesser extent, wideband fusion to, again, a lesser extent, but nothing beats plain old 2530 kilohertz analog.
Yes, your modulation is perfect, I would say. Loud and clear. Readability 100%. And your name is Ron, you said?
Correct, Robert Oscar November, short for Ronald. And I'm a Southeast Michigan transplant. I've been up here full-time 8 years. Grew up in the Warrendale area in Detroit, lived in Redford for 10 years, lived in Novi for 17 years. My daughter lives in Wixom. I got family at 9 and last year, as a matter of fact, so probably pretty close to you.
Yep, that's right. I'm between Lesser and Evergreen, between 8 Mile and 9 Mile. 2 miles to the south of Southfield City Hall. Okay, Ron, thank you very much. W8RP, RPM, you said, around for me. Well, I'm glad to put your call sign into my personal log file. W8BPA 73, and good luck.
All right, sir, good meeting you. We may have spoken previously. Your call's a little bit familiar. Yeah, I'm very, very familiar with the area. And it's nice. I don't know if Mike leaves his note parked here regularly or not, but, you know, it's nice knowing that you can go to that simplex frequency that you're obviously, you know, well in range of, because you're full quieting into his node, and be connected to wherever. Might get you to bite the bullet and get your own All-Star node. They're fairly inexpensive, you know, base them on a Raspberry Pi and a little $20 Bofang handheld, and as long as you have internet access, you're in good shape. So, all right, 73. Enjoy what's left of your Saturday. W8BPA from W8RPM in Emmett County, Michigan. See ya.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
is W2PUT Mobile listening.
Mobile on your way north.
Well, good afternoon, Ron, and roger that. Just hopped back on to 75 from Gaylord. Stopped and had a bite at the Burger King. Went to Cops and Donuts to picking up some tasty treats for tomorrow morning. And they were freaking completely sold out.
Well, you snooze, you lose. You know, I would send you to Johann's, but you're in the wrong town. Are you driving a motorhome, or you just got the G-Ride?
Actually, I would say it's the J-Ride, since it's the Jeep. Yeah, no, we're not in the motorhome. Finally got nice out. Oh my God, we were in, it was back and forth between rain and, you know, misty crap. Basically continuous until almost Roscommon.
Earlier in the day, and it was not even a quarter full. People that are still coming up, or that's just not 100% sold out, you know. But it's good to see that people are not staying away, you know, because of the water and stuff. But boat launch is closed. Most of the boats are still closed. Our municipal one is open. But when I went through yesterday, there were absolutely no trailers there. And all these people driving around with these boats on trailers, nowhere to go with them.
Yeah, you were in and out a little bit there, chopping out of the repeater. Rather it's decent or the squelch is a little tight on the peter, but you generally got what you were saying there. Yeah, there's been a lot of traffic coming up. It's about what I would have expected on a normal holiday weekend. I mean, I love this view. This is one of the most beautiful views. You crest that hill and look out over the valley by the 288 yardstick. One of the most beautiful views on the road in Michigan. But yeah, I know that pretty much all the boat launches are closed. I did see some stuff on... I forget which couple of the Facebook groups that, Sheboygan is allowing boaters, but it's, basically zero wake, which is understandable.
Yeah, but very difficult to police and enforce. I was on low power on the 19. I went over the 7-4.
Still crunchy, but we got that. But yeah, it is tough to enforce. All you can do is hope is that people will use their brain and be courteous, not make a wake.
Okay, holiday weekend, boaters up north. You figure it out.
Oh yeah, you know the idiots are going to abound. It's kind of a foregone conclusion. There's Mr. Super Trooper. He was sitting in the median there right before the Vanderbilt exit. Clearly he's not looking for someone going at my velocity.
Yeah, it's easy to not get stopped. Just don't go too fast. he can still do probably 8-9 over day long and not even get noticed. All right, well, we're basically pulling back down the street. So how long are you staying?
Well, we have to be home on the 1st, so it's kind of up in the air, but that's the requirement. And, yeah, I usually set the cruise for 80. Mostly, even in the 70 area. Oh, there might maybe 79, but it's just a comfortable speed. Even in the 75 area, it's 80 just feels comfortable. So, yeah, you can pretty much figure it 5 over. You know, they're not going to bat an eyelash at that. For all the people going 80, I've had plenty of people go hauling past me. And about 5 minutes after a clump of cars went hauling past me, we saw one of the county sheriffs had a couple of those guys. Well, I assume they were traveling together. One was pulled over and the other was, you know, 100 yards down the road. They looked like they were traveling together. They were a part of the group of cars that went hauling past. They must have been banging close to 90. So they went flying past, like, yeah, go get them, boys. All right, hey, we'll catch you later on. WNRPM, W2PT.
Okay, you can be around. W-A-M-R.
5 is fine, okay. 10 you mile. Sorry, Ron, I think we doubled there. K8DCW, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Bentley.
Oh, yeah,
you back home or no?
Ron. Good afternoon, W2PT Mobile.
Negative. I am sitting on the back deck of our stylish rental in Chattanooga. After a day of exploring, hiking, and seeing yet again more waterfalls, it's been great.
Awesome. All right, have fun. Talk to Dan. W8RPM Driveway.
Yeah, see you later, Ron. Have a good rest of your holiday weekend. Dan, you and I have talked before. I have to remark at just how clear your audio is. Man, there is no way that I could tell that you are mobile and in a car driving at 80 miles per hour on the interstate. So whatever setup you have going on there, man, I strive to be that clear.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't get much mobile flutter with the mobile node. So I'm on 900 megahertz. I have a small form factor 900 repeater in the back of the Jeep here. It's a pair of Motorola Max tracks, you know, a little mini duplexer with the Raspberry Pi control, which is how I get into the system, you know, over Wi-Fi. And it runs about 4 watts, and I talk to it from the other side of the roof on the car with the mobile. Also set for low power, which I think I got adjusted for about a watt or so. But yeah, this arrangement has performed well over the years. I've had it in this configuration for, I don't know, 7-8 years now.
Geez, and you're in a Jeep too? I used to drive a Jeep Wrangler, and with that fiberglass top, it was quite noisy. So, yeah, your noise canceling on your mic is working great for you too.
No, it's not a Wrangler, though we do have a Wrangler that we use during the summer for fun stuff. My daily driver is a Grand Cherokee.
Well, it's sounding great. So how's the situation at your cottage? I think you said before that it's in Akiak. You got a bunch of work ahead of you when you get there to get the place opened up and organized and all that, or is it in pretty good shape?
Well, fingers are crossed that it won't be too much of a disaster. You know, assuming that we didn't take any roof damage over the winter that caused leaks. We have three cameras up there. We've got fiber internet, which is sweet. So, I mean, we know the place is still standing, and generally it's not falling apart visually exterior. But, you know, are we going to have issues with varmint incursions? Well, we shall see. Or any plumbing issues? Not sure. We'll find out. Even with the well pump off, there's still some pressure coming up that pipe from the aquifer, and though it wouldn't supply, you know, any of the toilets or sinks or anything like that in the house, it will still run gently with the pump off. So, you know, hopefully where it's under in the crawl space, you know, we haven't taken any freezer damage that'll cause us a headache. So, yeah, fingers are crossed that all I need to do is turn the water on. You know, we don't have a big mess to clean up with anything.
Yeah, well, good. I hope that's the case and that you can actually enjoy your holiday weekend and not spend the whole time cleaning something up or fixing something. It's always got to be a roll of the dice whenever you come up.
Yeah, well, during the summer, I mean, we do have... I still can't figure out how the heck the mice are getting into the cabinet under the bathroom sink. I got it filled up pretty good. But we still catch them in there. It's like, how on earth did they get in there? But, you know, we're getting up there a little later this year than we want to. And, you know, hopefully that hasn't given them time to do things and cause us problems. Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm hoping for it's going to be easy, but prepared for if it's not.
Yeah, well, those mice are, they can squeeze through the most amazingly small cracks, so they'll find a way. I used to have a problem with that in my camper van that I used to park during the winter, and they would get into that. And I found this stuff at the hardware store called Fresh Cab, which is an all-natural, plant-based deterrent. And it smells flowery. And put that in my van, problem solved. They never came back. Comes in like a little pouch that you just hang up somewhere, no mess. It's not poisonous. They don't end up, crawling away somewhere and dying and getting eaten by owls and, snakes and other things in the food chain, so they just don't like it and they stay away from it. So if you haven't tried something like that, that might be worth giving it a shot. Toss a couple of those bags under your sink. We had the same problem with my buddy's mower inside of his barn. They were getting in it and making nests and causing a real mess, and he just put a couple bags of that Fresh Cab in there, problem solved, and we just kept trapping them outside in the barn and try to eliminate the problem that way too. So, options.
Yep. Well, this has made up some bags of stuff, like probably along those lines, and mint oil works very well also. But yeah, you know, and we did leave traps under the bathroom sink there, and you know, other areas where they have been found before. And, you know, the green blocks, put those around in various spots. And, yeah, hopefully it's not too bad. Yeah, the peppermint oil has worked really well with the motorhome, too. Yeah, and it doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, sometimes the cure is worse than the than the problem. So, well, hey, I hope again that you have a good experience when you open the door and walk into that place, and have a great Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be heading home from Tennessee. Probably, we're going to start heading back on Monday. So, hoping to avoid some of the bad traffic and some of the bottlenecks like Cincinnati. So that's our biggest concern at this point. So I'm sure we'll catch you on the air another time. K8BCW.
Okay, real good. Oh, God, Cincinnati. I keep driving through Cincinnati. It's always terrible. The only time I have ever driven through Cincinnati that was like, well, that wasn't bad. I want to say it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 4.30. I think it was before 5 o'clock. I was heading south. We had a two-vehicle convoy heading down to Orlando location. Went up with Ben, KBWK, and so we went through there early. It's like, wow, this wasn't too bad. Sucks every other time, though. Hey, take care. If we don't talk to you, good luck on your journey north. W2PUT Mobile.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find another bridge across that darn river that if it takes me 20 miles out of my way, it still might be quicker. So we'll see how it goes. Again, have a good one. We'll catch you another time. K8BCW. Thank you.
KDHT monitoring.
KDHT, how do you do?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Not so bad. Just hanging out here and really not doing too much of anything.
Yeah, I just got in the truck to charge up my cell phone a minute, and we're all sitting by a fire, and hey, it's been one windy weekend.
Oh, sounds like you're probably camping, huh?
Yeah, we're over here at, I live in East Jordan, but we're over here at, what the heck is the name? It's the county park, Charlevoix County campground here, just south of town of Point City there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I have no idea about that area. I'm down here in Menzies County, Beulah, actually. So I really don't know anything about up there in your area that you're at. But no, it's pretty cool. You're making the machine just perfectly, so that's good. So you up here hanging out for Memorial Weekend, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're camping with my kids, my grandbabies, and I got some friends up and their kids, and my nephew and niece and their kids, my great nieces and nephews, and we got like five campsites here all hooked together, and just camping for the Memorial Weekend, and now go home. I only live about 15 miles from the campground here, so I likely went far from home, but it's our really favorite campground, though. It's real nice, quiet, real nice campground, and so we're just here hanging out, having a lot of fun, but man, it's been chilly and awful wind. Man, the last few days, the wind's just been 30 mile an hour coming across that water, and it's just been horrible. Temperature-wise, not bad, but, you know, a little chilly, 65 or so, but that wind is just horrible. It's finally died down tonight now, and but she's cooling off quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no way to get away from the wind, especially if you're close to any sort of body of water. Hopefully it calms down at least a little bit so you can get a little fire going or something. But, no, camping is great. It's fun. I haven't done that in a minute. But, it sounds like you guys are going to be set up for a pretty okay night. Hopefully the bugs aren't really bothering you too much. But it sounds like since the wind is accompanying you, bugs probably won't be too much of an issue. So, sounds fun. Especially with all the campsites you guys got logged up there. That sounds like a great deal for the weekend.
Yeah, no bugs. but we've been managing, you know, we've been having a fire all day and stuff, cooking out on it and that. You just got to be careful with it, with the wind and that. We just, nothing roaring fire, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what the fire danger is up there, but last I saw down here in the Grand Traverse Bend area, it was moderate. So I guess keep an eye out for some loose stuff in the corners. But no, you guys are probably okay up there. We did get some rain. I don't think we'll have any more rain coming. We might have a little bit, but I don't know. I guess when it comes to like the fire potential, I guess maybe take a peek at the humidity. that kind of seems to have a big deal on that, I suppose. But at the end of the day, as long as you're having fun and your food's cooked and everyone's all warm and having fun, nothing wrong with that. That's what camping's all about, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot. Everybody probably could have a day yesterday. Last week, we got a lot of rain there for about a day or so. So we're good there. Just you got to be careful of the wind because, you know, there's still a lot of there's a lot of dry timbers in that from the ice storm we had here a couple of years ago. And still got to use your noodle, you know, and be careful. But, you know, in the campground here, there's nothing close that would catch on fire, that you really have to worry about too much. Mind you, not being stupid and got a fire 6 foot high or whatever, you know. But anyhow, I'm jump back at it, the fire here and that. I just wanted to give a shout, see if anybody was on the repeater this morning or this evening. And I'm coming in here to get my cell phone added on the charger here. So we'll say 73 for now and maybe catch you later. 88HNT.
Well, copy that. Yep. KDAHNT, I think it was. This is KEAQQ. Well, you guys have fun out there. And, yeah, pick up a lot of that loose brush out there and get rid of it. It'll help out the forest floor a little bit, I'm sure. So, y'all have fun. Enjoy the weekend. And don't do anything that Smokey won't do. We'll talk to you later.
KDAQ. All righty. You have a great evening. 73, KDAQ. Thank you.